Good evening. It's your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Tonight's topic is about future goals and planning with your child. Now, with roughly 40 days remaining to the end of the school year, it is really, really important to discuss with your child their future goals and begin planning towards it. Tonight's podcast will provide strategies and suggestions on how this can look and how to get the ball rolling. Okay. So I'm going to start with preschool and elementary schools. And I know you're like, Dr. Shepherd, like they're young. Like, what do you mean? If I ask my baby today what they want to be, one day is doctor, the next day is lawyer, the next is fireman, the next is, I don't know, it's the next, I want to race cars. And I get you, right? I get it. Promise you, I get it. However, regardless of the age group being that young, and regardless of the fact that a lot of them at this age don't really know yet what they want to do, you as a parent or guardian have already begun to see certain traits within them. So like, for instance, you have a child who truly enjoys drawing, singing, dancing, etc., right? You can see that they may have an interest in the arts. And so you would want to look for schools that support that. Now, when I say that, I know you're like, well, in preschool and elementary, I'm sure they're doing a lot of singing, they're doing a lot of dance and a lot of movement, right? However, different schools are designed, like you may have, for instance, let me say Montessori school, right? Yes, there was a curriculum, but it's more so like based on the child, right? And that child's needs, as opposed to maybe a charter school or a district school that has like a more scripted curriculum that is focused more on like ensuring that like certain skills like are met, right? And so it's a little bit more rigid than you would find at a Montessori school. And so that's what I mean when I say, like, even as far as preschool and elementary schools, there can be a heavier target or focus contingent upon the child's needs, okay? You may have a child who loves to read, count, ABCs. They take on leadership roles, you notice, when they're interacting with their peers. They may benefit from a preschool or elementary school that places a heavy emphasis on academics, meaning their curriculum is a little bit more rigorous. And they offer different clubs at their school that are also a little bit more rigorous, okay? So just because they are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right, it does not mean that you can't begin to make informed decisions based on what you are observing as a parent or guardian, okay? Next, we have our middle schoolers, which is like my favorite group of people, okay? Now, your child can articulate their goals and aspirations to you by the time they reach middle school, right? And so it's important that you guys choose schools together that support those interests, right? I also highly recommend, when it comes to middle school, getting the child's teachers involved as well as counselors. They know of different schools, different resources that are available, and they will be a great, great, great added support. Make sure, though, you are well informed about the school and don't just visit that school one time, okay? I suggest for parents, once you and your child choose a school, first, I'm going to say choose at least your top 5, okay? Learn a lot about that school. Attend multiple events at that school just to make sure it's a good match. Parents, please also note that what worked for one child might not be the best fit for the other child. I have seen this so much over my career where the older child or even the older 2 children attended a school. And for those babies, it was amazing. It was exactly what they needed. And then here they come with their younger children or the babies of the families. and their experience is not the same. And then you begin to learn really quickly as an educator, like, whoa, I just taught your siblings, nothing like that. And I now have your baby, and your baby's like, wait a minute. You as the parent is like, wait, when my first two oldest ones came here, they had a much different experience, right? Like, what in the world is going on? And so I know that sometimes we can get like that thought in our head, but it is very important. I have two children myself, and they are very different personalities, right? Very, like, both highly intelligent, but the personalities are different. And so I know what may have worked for my son will not work for my daughter, right? And so just get more intentional, I would suggest, when it comes to, like, you know what? Although I love the school for my oldest, I'm noticing some differences with, like, my middle, my youngest, or whatever. And so I think we may need to look at another option, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, because you definitely don't want to put them in the same school and it, you know, it just goes crazy in, like, all levels, right? That wouldn't be good either. I'm going to say this because a lot of AAU teams target, or they're tailored for middle school, like that's when they're starting. And I think AAU teams and like sports and stuff are like are amazing. I think they are a good value add, but I also know that they have rigorous travel schedules. And so that if your child is going to participate in any AAU team sporting events or whatever, you need to make sure that the middle school that is being chosen is one that also can align and fit that lifestyle. For instance, you may not want to choose, like, if you're on an AAU team that's like super, like super, super good, and you guys are traveling every week out of state, out of country, whatever, right? You may not want to choose the school that schedule starts at 7:15 or 7:30 in the morning, because that may not work if you've done all that traveling over the weekend and now it's like rise and shine. We have to remember, like, as adults, we may be like, oh, we can keep going. But that is much different for children. And no matter how big they are, no matter how mature they act, they are still children. They still need a very big certain amount of rest. They need a well-balanced meal. Like, there are some things that they still need. And so when choosing a school, if your child is going to play sports on any AAU team, please make sure that it aligns with the school that you are trying. Like, you might not want to put your child in a middle school that goes all the way into June. You may want to find one that ends in May if you know that you guys have a really heavy summer travel schedule. And I know you're like, well, Dr. Shepherd, you know, in our neighborhood, we have to go to the school that's there. And that is true. That is true. And if you begin planning in enough time and you figure out like the top five schools you would like to enter in, you can enter into the lottery for those schools. And that will allow you time to make any adjustments if need be. Please know, and I'm sure you know, I don't even have to say that as a parent, like that is like there are going to be sacrifices that we have to make. So that brings me to another point. With any school that you choose, if you choose a school that does not provide transportation and you have to, it doesn't matter how amazing that school is. If you work a schedule that does not allow you to be able to take your child to school and pick them up like they're supposed to be, you risk like being like removed or like losing that lottery seat or whatever. And so just make sure that whatever you're looking for, like you can commit just as much as your child has to make that commitment in order for it to work. Okay. Now, high school. Now, I'm going to say this because by high school, I know you're like, wait, they should already have it figured out. But whether it's college, career, military, or nothing at all at the moment, or even trade, right? Make sure that you and your child are very informed about the best school for your child that's going to help support their end goal, okay? That's when you really, to me, get a lot of choice. If you know by ninth grade, your child is into the arts heavy, theater, they love dance, all genres of dance, they love music, all that, You want to choose an art school for your child. If you know that your child has an interest in like nursing and like medical field and stuff, you want to find a school that has a good program and even one that will allow them to get a head start, possibly with college credits with the community college or maybe a university. Also thinking about different like community service hours and different programs that school offers and how that can support your child in whatever the field they're trying to go into. Again, if you're looking more into like STEM schools because your child has shown that interest in technology, in engineering, in the sciences, it is like very, very, very important that you are looking at schools, engineering, like you're looking at schools that cater to that. Okay. Nothing worse than being in high school and having all these desires, and yet they do not offer the courses that your child needs in order to be successful, which then you find them entering college and sometimes having to take some more like basic level classes before they can really get into their major. And so that's like a waste of time. That's a waste of money. And so I definitely want to make sure that I really like inform you as someone like who's been in education for 18 years, the importance of just really being informed, really knowing your child. I want to say that like it's also very much so okay not to know at first, and even towards the end, whatever you decide, make sure a plan is in place for your child, because you still like they still have to understand like responsibility and accountability. And so we also don't want to create a world for our children where they don't know, but it's still very much so giving not quite wanting to grow up yet. Okay. And now I'm going to end, but I'm going to end with this. Grades are important, but they are not the end all be all. Test scores are important, but they are also not the end all be all. Ensure you have a well-rounded child turn adult who has both, I say, street smarts and book smarts, who's respectful, accountable, willing, someone who doesn't mind helping someone they see that is elderly and like struggling in any way. They don't mind like getting out there and like really doing the work and working with their hands and stuff like that. Like, cultivate those babies as well. Cultivate the babies who, you know, they don't do well like that in school. However, like they're super gifted with their hands in terms of like hair, nails, in terms of like how they're able to build things, how they can take an entire car engine and every other part out and put it back together like nothing. Those who are like have a green thumb and they're really, really, really good. Those who are interested in gardening and farming, like we really look at like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Every child, just like every adult, does not take like pleasure in like video games and like robot, different things like that. And so really taking into account what your child has an interest in and really, really, really building them up on that. Okay. Super, super important. But guys, the school year is almost over. If you are looking at making some changes for your child next year, as far as their school placement, let me tell you, lotteries open and close. Like they open typically in October and they close typically in like January, February. Please, 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 please though, get your child on the wait list and then like follow up with the school. But also begin to create a plan of how you can support your child if they have to stay at a school that you're like, man, I don't think it's a good fit. But right now, this is where we have to be. Just making sure that you're supporting on the back end that the things that they need, they're still able to get. All right. So that's all I have for you guys tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, and this has been another note from the principal's desk. Stay tuned for next Friday as I come back to you guys with another interesting topic. Peace.